Point is that be
Yeah. I so it's interesting. The Ramban, the Ran quotes the Ramban. He says he disagrees with the Ri, and the Ramban holds any time the thing is biyado, it's nesmachta. Even when he says, if I don't do the work, I'll give you a fair profit, that's also nesmachta. Listen to this. He says, v'lo avid. He says. Kaven de biyadlam aviv lo avad gomar de lo sema kaven de biyadlam aviv lo avad gomar vaakni. You can't say that it really had gemir's das. De dilma mei kara ki asni have a bedaita the kimei tanai. Maybe when he said the condition, he had intent fully to complete the condition. It was the Ri is saying once he offers it as a logical, rational consequence, it shows you that he really takes responsibility. And he's measured it out, and he has an idea of justice, that if I don't do this, I must pay you. So he's setting it up right now as a real valid option or consequence of his inaction. It's a valid part of the deal, right? But the Ramban says, no, maybe that's not true. How do you know that? Maybe he doesn't really. Maybe he's just saying it to induce you to believe him. U'bosar hachi hadar bay. Maybe later he changed his mind. Was, even if he pays you up, it doesn't mean that he had that das at the time. And as long he needs to have that das at the moment he makes the tanai. Doesn't help you if a guy makes it tanai, he didn't mean it, and then later he does. It's too late. So therefore, the Ramban holds even that any time he's tola bedas atzmo, he's really whatever he says is just to induce the confidence in himself. Aye, so why does the Gemara say you have to pay b'meitav? So he says that's a separate takanas chachamim. It's a business. It's basically a tikkun olam. You need to have these types of consequences, otherwise people will not be able to. Otherwise, you won't be able to operate business. You have to be able to have what they call the liquidated damages clause. So they had to institute that. But al pi din, al pi asmachta. Oh, you mean why does it say that's not asmachta? Yeah. That's not a problem.
Wait, why? Who says it's not asmachta?
The Gemara says not asmachta. He says. Right. He says. He says, "Lav lemeimar debachim istalik asmachta, dahi misnis devade asmachti." It really is definitely asmachta. V'taima de mahani kvar kosov Rabbeinu Haigon, de takonahi shetiknu de mahani hachtano. It doesn't really mean it's not nesmachta. Definitely is nesmachta, but it doesn't have a psul of a smachta because of the takana. It's a stretch, right? It is a tough interpretation of that statement. But he holds it doesn't make sense to say, you know, he's right, logically speaking. I mean, purely, if you go down the route that the Ri is taking, it does seem that what the Ramban is saying is smoother. That there's the deal, and then there's something I offer to induce you to trust me. So the deal definitely is that I'm going to do the work. Any consequence is just so you'll trust me that I'm going to do the work. The Ri's idea is if the guy demonstrates a certain thought and conscience and element of justice to his non-action, then we can incorporate that as part of his deal somehow. But the Ramban says no, that doesn't prove anything. But so that's the machlokas over here. But by the gambling, the Ri says everybody knows is up to chance. And I'm not doing it to try to fool you. That's the whole enterprise. The whole enterprise of gambling won't go unless we both commit to this. It's not like the case where I want you to trust me to do something. You know what I mean? It's a mutual thing, and we need this mutual kinyan in order for both of us to, in order for the whole gambling enterprise to exist. So that's what he wants to say. In order to have a smachta, it's got to be a situation where I'm trying to induce you to induce your trust in my ability to do something. But that's not true by gambling. There's nothing like that by gambling. I'm not making the bet so you believe that I'll get the sevens. It's not what has nothing to do with that. I'm making the bet so that you'll make the bet, and we'll, one of us will profit. That's why he goes into the whole discussion of what you have to look at, what he's trying to achieve, because you have to look at what he's really proposing and what he's using to induce that the agreement. You got to break it up into that thing. A smachta is the element that you use to get the other guy to agree to what you really want, but it's not what you're agreeing on. That's the thing.
So according to that,
yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's take the last halachic point over here in the Tosos. You get a chance to look at this? Yeah, this Q&A? Okay, so take a look at this. You'll find this interesting. at the end of the Tosfos on Chaf Ayam and Aleph, he says... okay, so he says at the end, by the three lines up, U'mishumachi posak demesachik b'kuvyo kosher le'edus. Right? So that's the re. The re holds that the gambler is not a gazlan, right? Because you can't say that they're offering, that they're trying to. There's no element to the deal other than the deal itself. There's nothing that they're promising other than the deal itself, right? There's no asmachta element to a gamble. I'm not proposing my bet to induce you to do anything. That is the deal. Now, in order to have a smachta, you have to be able to show what they really are agreeing upon and what is just being used to... yeah. But over here, we want to gamble. One of us, we know that one will lose. We know one will win. And in order to have a gamble work, we have to have the situation where we promise each other a kinyan, matana, if the other one wins. Okay, so there's no element of, it's a full gemiras das. There's no trick going on. Right? That's what he says, he says, a little higher up, he says, Mikomagom gomor makni, the kevan shehu yodei ashein biyodal arviach, he knows he can't necessarily win. Viaduahu shechad mehem yarviach, they know one will win. Vade lo neskavin lahas mechavero al dover she'eno. They're not trying to fool their friend. El gomor makna lekach. You can't call gambling an asmachta. There's no different. There's no element of everything is the deal itself is the bet is the deal itself. There's nothing that you can break it up into the bet. What he wants to do and what he's trying to get the guy to do. So anyway, so that's why he's a good kinyan. And he's not a gazlan. He's kashleidus. The paskin and Rebbe Yehuda lekamon. That's how we hold it. Holy Rebbe Yehuda. The cave on sheesh lo omnus shelohu kosher. As long as he's not a professional gambler, he's kosher. Now listen to this. V'had de paskina de mesachik b'kubya koni. When we say that the gambling is a kinyan, dafka kishemo shneim al pi hadaf. What does that mean?
Wrote a contract?
No. That's if their money is on the table. On the plate. They have to have their money on, they have to both put their money down on the daf.
Yeah, yeah.
What's a daf? Some sort of board. Okay. Lefi shehadaf, listen to this. Shehadaf v'hamokom konoi le'oso shel sheyarviach. Because that daf and that place is owned to the one who wins? Kedei liknos hamoos asher olav. In order to acquire the money that's on it. A little confusing, right? Oval hamesachakim ba'amono. What does that mean?
With just like relying.
That's right. Like on credit. Say, look, let's make the bet and we'll pay it out later. Afilu hiknu, even if they make a kinyan. So let's make a kinyan suitor on this bet. But the money is nowhere around. Lo mahani. That's not a binding kinyan. Im lo hiknu be based in choshev. Unless they make the kinyan in the based in choshev. Because that's the Gemara says. And asmachta is in front of a based in choshev, you can make a kinyan. So what's the re saying? Just factually speaking, what's he saying? He's saying that it has to be a makom. Now, in another place, he explains that daf is something that they both own. Okay. The daf, like, belongs to both of them in some sense. And they both put the money on the daf. And then whoever wins the bet will be kona via the daf. Because your makom can be kona for you. Okay? So in other words, what's he saying? He's saying like this. It's very similar to what to an idea we had not too long ago. That you can set up the bet as a kinyan. Meaning to say, you can set up the bet as the terms of the kinyan. But it's not the Maisa Kenyan. The winning of the whether the dice turn up seven, that's not a Maisa of Haknah. We're all going to define, we're just defining this whole event as my Gemiras Das for a Kenyan. But you need an effective Maisa Kenyan at the end. So there has to be a mechanism via that affects the actual transfer. All of this is just a condition. We're saying if these things occur, then I will be makne to you my money. Okay? But that itself does not, that is like my fixed Gemiras Das. But if there's no, if the money is not in a place that when the event occurs, a Maisa Kinyan is effectuated, then nothing happened. So the money has to be on like a mutual thing. And now we're setting up this whole thing. If that horse comes in first, then my das is that you should be kona my money. Then I'm a makna to you my money. But you have to, there has to be a kinyan at that moment. The kinyan will be through the makom. But if I just promise it to you, so I say, well, I changed my mind now, I don't want to give it to you. I can always make a Gemir's Das on something and then change your mind. Gemir, that's the, right, we had a case like that. What was the case we had like that? That was one of the possibilities we had by accepting a puzzle upon yourself, right? He said one shita was that you could always change your mind. You can change your mind before the Gemir Das, I think. But once the Gemir, well, before the Gemar Din. But once the Gemar Din is done, then it's a Kenyan. And I mean to say, our Gemir Das was that the Gemar Din will be a Kenyan. But there has to be some Maisa Kenyan. That was different because it was the Gemar Din was the Kenyan. But over here, the Ri is saying, you can't say that these numbers coming up, the dice turning up this number, is not a Maisa Kenyan. That's all the cause of the Kenyan. That's all the condition of the Kenyan. But it has to be followed through by a Kenyan. Unless there's a Maisa Kenyan that all of that can be chal on, then it was just all Levatala.
Visible and present, and it's not.
So the Maisa Kinyan is the daf. He says it's the makom.
It wouldn't be good if I just had the money out.
He says lefisha hadaf v'hamakom konoi leoso sheyarviach kidei liknos hamoos asher olav. It's a kinyan via the makom of that daf, saying we both own this piece of material, and we both put the money down, and the understanding is, whoever wins will be kona through his portion of that daf, will be like a kinyan of in his via his makom. Mm-hmm. But if we don't put the money down, then it's not, it's nothing. Take a look at the show. Right. No, I'm saying in the other cases, there is a kinyan that you start out with. Like you take the money to go buy the wine, or you start working the field. That's the kinyan. And now once you started the kinyan, then the condition will automatically be binding upon you too. But over here there's no kinyan other than there's no kinyan in the deal. The only deal is that there will be a kinyan. That is the whole deal. That there will be a kinyan. I will be machna my money to you. So even if I do a kinyan suda beforehand, that's nothing. It's not related to this. It's just more of a promise to do something. Yeah. So I mean, the halachas are summarized. The halachas are brought down in Choshen Mishpat and Reish Zayin. So over here, the Ramah brings down the gambling case. So he says like this. Hamasachek bikubya ukiyotzi bo she'eno yodeya im yinatzeach olo. Nobody knows if they're going to win. Vafilu hochi hisne, but they still made the agreement, even though they know no one knows who's going to win. Vada gomer makni misafek. So we have to say he made the deal on the safek. Ba'med devar mum kishe sochukim b'maos muchanim. That's only if they're gambling with money that's prepared. Aval im sochakim be'amuna, they're just doing it on credit. Ein motzien mimenu mashevsin. You can't make him pay what he lost. V'yesh omrim, afilu nosan lo mashkon. Alamo'os, okay, fine, that's good. It's like this.
That's different.
Hold on. Oval kishe moos muchanin. What does he mean by the money was muchan? What did he mean by that? He says kishe hamoos muchanim ala daf muter lischok ve'ein bo asmachta udelo kiyesh cholkim ve'osrin lischok b'chol inyan. Like the Rambam says, he's not allowed to gamble at all. V'yesh om deino muter rak kishe hadaf v'hamoos muchanin olav kanei lishneim. So he brings it down as a machlokas, the Ramah. He says, once again, he says the money has to be muchan. That's one thing. That means you've got to have it in your hand. It's got to be there. Not that I promise I'll get it to you. But some say that's not enough, he says. Some say it actually has to be on something that belongs to both of them. Yeah. Enough. In other words, what's the difference between muchan and on the daf that's kani
l'shneim? Yeah, like that's what I was asking for.
Right. What's the difference?
Is the daf?
So if you hold it has to be on the daf, so then you're saying that there must be a ma'isa kinyan besides for the condition itself. Right. You have to have actually a maisa that makes the transfer, and if that doesn't exist at the time of the condition, then the deal is bottle. Then the deal is bottle. But if you hold stam muchan, then you really are holding that the condition itself can make the kinyan. The only thing is, you have to be sure that he means it. So unless he has the money in his hand, it's not, we can't trust that he's really putting down the bet. You understand? It's really a machlokas over here. Can you set up the gamble itself to be a ma'isa kinyan? The only thing is, we have to be sure that he has gemiras das on that. So everything has to be there. Right? If a guy doesn't have the money in his hand, then that takes away from his... from the Gemir's Das, because it implies he's not really ready to lose it.
The Amana case?
Yeah. But if he has it in his hand already, the money is here, it's on the table, what do they say? Put your money down. What does put your money down mean? Lashon B'nei Adam. Show you're serious. Exactly. Put the money down means show you're serious. So if it me if it's a, if you hold the that the kinyan can occur from the condition itself. If my pigeon crosses the line first, then the money is yours. But we have to make sure that you mean it. So then the money being mukhan is a shear in your seriousness. But if you hold that you can't design something to be a kinyan, and you need, and the most you can do is say, this is my gemira stas that will effectuate a kinyan, then the money has to be on a place that's roi at that moment to create a kinyan. Then you'd have to be the daf shel shneim. So those are the two shitas in the Ramah. Either it has to be mukhan, he says, the money is mukhan, not that you have to go get it from somewhere. But some say it's still not good unless it is, unless the daf that the maos are on is koni l'shneim. So that's apparently machlokas over here. I saw the Magid Mishnah, I think, brings down that is the machlokas, the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. If you need that daf. This is all according to the Ri, you need the daf. In Bizman HaZeh, what would it be?
No.